if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, what, sat? If he couldn't even sit up, all morning he just, what, sat? He just
lied around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked up to the altar and she, what, down?
Sit down.
Or got down on her knees and say she
prayed.
Yeah, if she gets down to pray,
mm-hmm.
she kneels, she says she walked up to the altar and
kneel down. Mm-hmm.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp your feet.
And if you see a friend of yours walking home and you have a car, you say, can I, what, you home, can I?
And see you walking and she's coming back?
Well, yeah, say you have a car and mm-hmm. you see a friend of yours walking someplace,
mm-hmm.
walking home, you'd say, can I, what?
You give you a lift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say, take you home or carry you home?
Well, it could, yeah.
I'll
carry you home.
And
mm-hmm.
you say he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he, what, all the way home?
He drove.
Or he...
He walked all the way home.
Or going faster than walking, he
ran.
And he has, what, a mile?
He has a mile to go.
He's already, what, mm-hmm. 1 mile?
Mm-hmm. And he has another mile to go?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, another mile to go.
And you say, with your eyes, you
see.
And I, what, her outside a few minutes ago. Talking about seeing, you say I
saw.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
seen.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way would be
push.
And say if you had a heavy a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you say, well, you picked it up and
carry.
Anything else you'd say besides carry?
Told it.
Okay. Do you use that word much?
No, I don't use it too much. Sometimes I just don't pay attention what I say, I may use it.
Does it have to be heavy for you to tote it, or could it be something real light?
Sometimes it be kind of heavy. But you can swing it up on your hip and
uh-huh.
put your arms around it. You can go, you can just hug it and pack it, all right. You can hug it and get along with it.
You tell us how the stove is very hot, so.
Mm-hmm. It won't burn your fingers.
So don't
touch it.
And mm-hmm. if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go into the house and
bring me the hammer.
Okay. And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree you can touch and be safe?
Tree you can touch and be safe?
Uh-huh. When you play hide and seek.
I don't remember what tree you touch.
Or you
is that
run,
the way you do it?
You run to the
base.
And in
mm-hmm.
football, you run toward the...
Run towards the... I don't know much about football. I guess you run towards the... what you call those little squares in there? I guess that's where you run, to the diamond.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And we were planning to meet in town. I said, well... You don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
mm-hmm. wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask me not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And you say, I have just what him a letter.
Mm-hmm.
I have
just drew a line on him.
Or I have just what him a letter to mail.
Oh, yeah. I just gave him a letter to mail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And